This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. It's the evening edition. Uma and Ezra here. And taking a look at our next story, it seems that astrology is a big hit amongst the kids right now in 2018. Well, here's Diana Ross with a quick recap on what that is. Anything with Diana Ross.
I mean, with that voice, you can just recite the star signs and it would be cool.
Well, here's the story. Basically, in a time of uncertainty where social norms are being questioned and millennials are seeking to the stars for some answers to how they approach their day-to-day life.
Right. This is our second millennial story of the day, Ezra. Earlier we spoke about how millennials don't like office rules.
Yes.
And now, basically, they've kind of given up on life and they've decided, you know what? The world is such a horrible place. I'm going to start looking at the stars for answers.
No, well, what's interesting about this story is how it's entered into different worlds. So in the fashion world, for example, you know, labels like Valentino, they've featured zodiac signs and constellations and cosmic patterns. You can see High Street following that trend. Let's say in the world of television, Broad City,
Yep, I love that TV
wonderful
show.
Comedy on Comedy Central. They're sort of addressing it in one of their episodes about the election of Trump and how to sort of reconcile what took place in 2016.
There's an app, Ezra, called CoStar. It's a social networking app which sees just how compatible you are with your friends and lovers based on birth charts. Now, it's easy to kind of joke about astrology, but of course there are tons of people that take it very, very seriously.
Speak to 13-year-old Ezra who would turn to the comic pages. I think it might have been in the Star newspaper, and they had the astrology section.
Every star sign.
And you'd be reading just for the week, just to get your head in the right zone. And this was in the 90s.
I don't know why we're speaking to 13-year-old Ezra Zayed. I think when we speak to 34-year-old Ezra, every time the Feng Shui Master happens to be in BFM 89.9,
I do get a bit excited.
We both get very excited giving him our birth dates and birth times and hoping he'll tell us something good about ourselves.
Well, look, we're no experts, but we've got an associate professor in cosmology and culture on the line, Dr. Nick Campion from the University of Wales, Trinity St. David. Dr. Nick, thank you very much for joining us on the program. So how would you go about explaining the science behind astrology?
Well, the science behind astrology is actually astronomy, but it's very difficult to define astrology itself as a science. So most astrologers prefer to talk about it as an art or even a language, in the sense that it's a tradition which actually dates back 2,000 years and more, in which people looked at the world symbolically. But you can't see astrology as a science.
Right.
And I guess that's why most people don't take astrology too seriously. But given all of its history, do you think it deserves that relegation down to the arts or even pseudosciences?
No, I don't, because there's a great many things in our world that science really doesn't have anything much to say about that we take actually extremely seriously. And, you know, religion is one of those things. We talk about religion and the existence or not of God, usually without any reference to science at all. And the same goes with, we might say, you know, falling in love. So I think that there's many perfectly valid activities and belief systems really outside science. And I take things seriously just because they're part of culture. And so the fact that people practice astrology and use it for me means that we have to take it seriously.
Dr. Nick, going back to the story that we're reporting from The Observer, you know, it seems like there's been a surge of interest in astrology, at least amongst young folks and millennials. What do you think the young generation are relating to astrology, and what is it that they're connecting to?
Now, you know, I don't actually think that there's any way in which the current generation is more interested in astrology than previous generations, because astrology has got a very long history in popular culture. But what's happening now is that thanks to the web and the ability to calculate charts by computer, they can see where all the planets were when they were born and what it all means for them. And my understanding of why astrology is so popular is because it's a way of relating the cosmos to individuals and makes people feel that they have a role in this huge universe. The universe means something to them. So astrology largely functions as a psychological system that tells people about themselves. Almost all other psychological systems talk about people as groups. So you're an introvert or an extrovert. You're part of a large group. But astrology talks about you and your unique personality. So it's actually the most accessible form of psychological analysis, and it provides detail that other systems can't as well. So, you know, you're a young person, you go to school, you go to college, you learn about history, economics, but you don't learn about yourself.
Right.
So if you're going to the church or the mosque or the temple won't tell you about yourself, but astrology will. So in a way, it's got a monopoly on self-understanding.
Yeah.
And I think we can all relate to wanting to understand ourselves a bit better. But of course, there's the question that every skeptic would want to know. How accurate is astrology?
I've come to the conclusion that the accuracy of the information it imparts can only be judged by the individual. I mean, there may be a science behind astrology, or there may not be. That's a question I leave for scientists. But as far as individuals are concerned, it's their perception that it's accurate that matters. And we hear all these stories about, you know, people reading their horoscopes or going to see an astrologer, and for the first time they feel understood. So it's, from that point of view, we can only say it's got this subjective appeal, but it's a very powerful subjective appeal.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Nick. That was Dr. Nick Campion, an Associate Professor of Cosmology and Culture at the University of Wales, Trinity St. David. And he's right. You know, it's got this subjective appeal. It's very, very powerful because,
yep,
A, it's probably cheaper than therapy for the large part of it.
Much cheaper.
And I think, you know, you have this moment where you attach whatever is in front of you and make sense of it and try to better yourself in some way. Now, is it rational? Probably not. But there's an emotional appeal to it in some way.
Also, I guess there's a certain amount of, well, when it's good luck, there's a certain amount,
right,
of positive reinforcement that helps you along. Because when you hear positive things about yourself as well, I guess that's a motivation to continue to be a bright, shining light,
yeah,
in the world, or a top-shelf durian, for example.
It seems like you're referring to a feng shui session that you might have had recently.
Well, so I think people need to know this story. There was a feng shui master that came in to BFM 89.9, and he read Ezra's horoscope, if you will. We gave him Ezra's date of birth and time of birth.
I know when that is.
And he looked at it, and he was shocked.
Coincidentally.
And he was shocked. The feng shui master
was shocked.
He was like, oh my God, I've never seen something this good. And I was like, explain it to me. And he's like, well, you know, your friend, Ezra Zahid, you know, when you go to buy durian, there are some durians you put on the floor.
Right.
And then in the basket, there are some durians you put on the table. Ezra Zahid is a top shelf durian.
Albeit, you know, I wasn't here for
I was recording that conversation for you. Yes.
So I'm taking your word for it.
I mean, top shelf durian, my friend. Put that on your CV.
Stay tuned to the evening edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.